With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I was really happy with the way that our guys competed. The fans were great during the game, which led to our success too. And you know, it creates confusion for the opponent. And I thought that we competed well for all four quarters, which I've stood up here and said that before, but we did, and we communicated well, we executed well, and I was just really happy for all the guys. With that, I'll open it up to questions.
How would you describe Thibodeau's season to date, especially recently?
I think he's, I've said this every time I come up here. I think he's a very good football player, and I think he's having a really good season. I mean, you're talking about a guy in the NFL that, you know, as an edge rusher, as a linebacker who played 68 out of the 69 plays, which is a rarity in itself. I think that... where's he at now? 5.5 sacks. I mean, he makes everything roll for us. And I know no matter what he does, it might not reach what some people think he should be doing, but I think he's a hell of a football player. And I'm glad that we have him. I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to coach him.
What do you make of his number of pressures? Is it where you – well, I won't answer for you. What do you make of that?
I think that we ask him to do so many different things, you know. So, you know, sometimes they're going to, you know, put all the attention on him, you know, going into that game. Sometimes that, you know, we can get one-on-ones. Sometimes we can't get one-on-ones. So all we're interested in, really, Kim, is just wins and playing well defensively. So, you know, just to point one individual guy out, I think we're going down the wrong street with that. There's guys that do a lot of the other heavy lifting stuff that, you know, in my opinion, don't get enough credit. And, he's one of them with how we move him around and how we use him.
Wait, to that end, last week, Leonard Williams was talking about how in a certain system you might be called upon to do different things. So overall, can you talk about this defense and how selfless it is as on an individual basis so that the unit can succeed?
Right. I think that's the biggest thing and the hardest thing to do in the NFL is get 11 players in your group that are going to be selfless, that care about other people's success in that room more than their own. And that's just today's day and age of life. And I think once you get guys who care that way for each other, I think you could be a force in this league. And we're heading in that direction. It's not there yet, but we're heading in that direction.
Rick, how do you feel Jason has played this year? And
who?
Jason Pinnock.
Okay.
Was there pressure on him in terms of replacing Julian Love, who was a player, a captain and a big player on this team?
Yeah, I don't think there was pressure because of that. I think that he was the next man up, and I think that he's doing well. There's, you know, some little things that he needs to still grow at and continue to grow at. But, I think you saw Sunday that, you know, he's a very effective piece of our unit. And I'm really happy where JP's at.
Where do you think he needs to grow?
I mean, just at everything, all the little things. And that's the entire defense. You know, I've set up here and told you we need to work on tackling. We need to work on this. Every day you need to work to get better. And I think you're starting to see some of the growth of the entire group. And that's everybody. It's not just individually.
Wayne talked about the early portion of the season, having multiple guys who wish they had one or two plays back, mm-hmm. that you wanted to get that number down. How have you seen that progress?
I think, you know, the last 2 weeks you've really seen, you know, there's still some guys that have one or two plays, but there's fewer of them. And I think that's where you see the success of the defense starting to get, you know, we're starting to get better at that.
Knowing that you're going to face the Jets offense, but mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of eyes on both teams' defenses here and kind of measuring them against each other. Do you think your guys like that challenge of going up against the Jets' defense on the same field? And
Well, I don't know if we necessarily look at it that way. I think that we look at our opponent's offense, you know, and we stay solely focused on that. You know, I'll just leave that up to you guys to, you know, see. You know, I think Robert's done a heck of a job, and Joe Douglas has done a heck of a job of building that roster to what they want to do. You know, Robert came from San Francisco. You know, they got tough, fast, physical players, and, you know, led by, you know, one of the best inside linebackers in the league with CJ. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
I mean, when you picked Kayvon, you didn't know Kayvon would be there at five. One of the guys who could have been there was Sauce Gardner. I'm just curious what he seemed like your kind of cornerback. I'm just curious what you thought of
him. Well, I mean, it's first of all, I didn't do the picking. Good. All right, so we took who was there. And, you know, hindsight, you know, you just don't know what would happen. I'd like to get both of them.
Wait, what do you see in Zach Wilson?
I think that you can tell that the guy has been around greatness. And you guys know how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. But you can tell the kid's confident. He's not a kid, he's a grown man. But the guy's confidence on how it's grown at playing the position. So, you know, I've seen the improvement in the way he's running the offense, and, you know, the biggest challenge that we're going to have is that running back, because he's special. And he's you could tell that he's really come back from his injury, and he's one step and gone. So we need all 11 to get to him.
When you said this summer about Banks, that's when you use the goldfish for Ted Lasso. But when he's competing against guys who are on an elite level, mm-hmm. And makes some of the plays that he made on Sunday, is he even further along than maybe most rookies would be?
I don't know. I don't know that measuring stick. I think that he's doing the things that we thought he could do coming out. You know, there's gonna be receivers in this league that make plays, and you just gotta bounce back and play. You know, play the next play. You know, they got a great receiver there in New York that he's gonna make plays. You know, you try to limit him. But he's going to make plays, and you just got to go play the next play. There you go.
Did he almost beat Sam Howell into that interception, or was that just a good adjustment when he saw the
ball? I'm not going to talk any schematics about Washington, because we got him in a few weeks down the road, and you know, it was a really good play by Tay, you know. So,
Wink, it seems like McFadden has really kind of elevated his game the last 2 weeks. Has something kind of clicked for him in the last couple of weeks?
I think it's the entire year. I think it's been since training camp. You know, he's playing with a lot more confidence this year, and the game slowed down for him. You know, he learned a lot last year. You know, got his nose bloodied a little bit, and he's come back. You know, I think he's playing really well.
How much does Bobby next to him, you know, kind of help?
Oh, that helped. I mean, it helps with, you know, it helps both ways. You know, that they're used to playing with each other and communicating with each other. And you know, you can throw Zay in that with, you know, third down stuff, second long stuff. And I think those three have done a nice job.
Like with Dallas and Buffalo, Miami and San Francisco and all these scary offenses you've played, is there any chance you might look at the Jets and go, ah?
Please. No way. That running back, every time he touches the ball, can go 85 yards. And, you know, with the receivers that they have, you know, you don't talk about the others because 17's, you know, he's a werewolf out there. I mean, he can make plays all over the place. But the other receivers are doing well. So we're going to have our hands full come Sunday. But we're excited about the challenge.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.